One of the things we see in the Bible is something that contrary to what is often our human assumption, and this is true even for us as Christians. There is a tendency for us to just kind of assume without really thinking about it that had not man fallen into sin, then man would not need any sort of special revelation or communication from God, that man would have been capable or expected to use his own reason and powers of deduction to discern everything he needed to know in order to accomplish the will of God in this earth. Essentially, we tend to assume that had there been no fall, then we all would have been deists, and that that is what God intended from the beginning. But when we look in the scriptures and we pay attention to what we're seeing, what we do see is even before the fall, we see God communicating to man. And in fact, we see God communicating and God speaking even before man was created. And indeed, it appears that even before anything was created to hear. And what it seems to indicate is that we have God communicating in the persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our image. Let there be light. God said, let there be light. Who is he speaking to? And the picture we began to get is that it is of the very nature of God to communicate. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there is a communion there, and they communicate, and furthermore, that they communicate by speaking. And this, of course, begins to undercut one of the assumptions of our modern, postmodern age, which is that speech is inherently deficient. It doesn't objectively communicate anything. We're all basically trapped within ourselves and whatever meaning we assign to various language. But we see God speaking and God communicating, and we see that it is not some second-rate or inferior or shabby way of communicating. It is God's own way. And further, we see God communicating to man before the fall, speaking to Adam and Eve, telling them all sorts of things that they could not know any other way except by communication from God. Vital things such as their purpose in the world, their relationship to one another, and their relationship to God. All of these things are being communicated. And so we see man from the beginning was made for a relationship with God in which God would speak to man. And this is then the bedrock of all truth, which all discovered truth — God gives us the ability to go out in the world and to discover things — all discovered truth becomes possible and it becomes reliable precisely because the bedrock of truth is God, who has created all things, speaking to us. Our need for words from God, of course, only go up after the fall, because God must communicate to us his plan of salvation, and he must keep on speaking to us to shepherd us and to sustain us as fallen creatures in this fallen world. Indeed, God must even enable us and incline us to even listen or care. All of that, too, is in God's word. When we understand all this, then we begin to see what a treasure the Word of God is for us, that God has spoken over these many years, even before the fall and after the fall, and that he has preserved it in his Word so it is available and accessible to us at any time. Now, it's often said that you never miss something until it's gone. You don't really appreciate it until you don't have it. And of course, in our modern age, with not only printing presses but electronic media, we have the Word of God available to us in so many different places. It's on our phones and so forth, that it's easy to take for granted. But whenever it disappears, would that ever happen, God forbid, then all of a sudden we would realize how precious it is. I recall the story of Corrie Ten Boom that she talks about in The Hiding Place, when she and her sister had gotten placed in a Nazi concentration camp. There was no Word of God. There was no Bible. And of course, it became very precious at that point. Somehow, one of the prisoners had a part of a Bible that they somehow had smuggled into the camp. And they were afraid that the guards were going to take it away from them. And they got moved into this particular barracks that was full of fleas. And they were asking God to remove the fleas. But they later came to realize that it was because of the fleas that the guards wouldn't come into that barracks and wouldn't search the barracks and would not find the scriptures. And so you had these different prisoners. Some were from Poland, some from Germany, some from different places. Of course, Corrie Ten Boom, her sister, were from Holland. But what they would do is, I don't remember what language this fragment of the Bible they had was in, but the person who spoke that would read the Bible, and then those who could understand that language would then translate it into the other languages that they could speak, and it would go out like a chain reaction to all the other prisoners who were in the barracks. And in that situation, it came home to them how precious the Word of God was and how much those prisoners clung to God's Word to them, to sustain them in that very difficult time. And of course, many of them, including Corey's sister, would never make it out. But let us never forget what a precious thing it is that God speaks to us. And He made us for that purpose, and He has given us His Word. Amen.